This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5pm.
Yeah,
indeed. Another big action-packed show here on the Oz Indie Show for you. Lots of great brand new releases from all sorts of artists. But before we even push the play button, I have Jenna Rubas from the Blue Hotel chatting with us live. How are you, Jenna?
I'm good, thanks, Greg.
Fantastic. Now, you're the voice of a Melbourne-based band, the Blue Hotel.
That's right, yes.
Lead singer.
One of the lead singers as well, and keyboardist, and then Nathan is our also our guitarist, does leads as well. Yes.
Okay, now you started in, well, you had your debut album back in 2018, before all this lockdown and everything happened. It was called Stand in Gold. How did that go?
That was, I actually joined the band in 2018 after Stand in Gold. So, that was definitely, they had a vocalist that recorded that with them.
Yeah.
And then the kind of, we, new members kind of came along as well. And then the genre was changing slightly as everyone brings something kind of new every time. So, and then 2019, we brought out our EP Into the Firelight, which was more of a progressive pop rock style, which started to form from that particular EP. We started discovering that specific genre was working well for us.
Fair enough. Now, one of your later hits called Silence, that was quite well received as well. We are going to play that. But first, I want to find out a bit about the background of that track, what it means, who wrote it, that sort of thing.
That was definitely Nathan and I, we realised when we came to writing that we had an aligned vision in our writing.
Yeah.
And he actually came up with the chorus line and then I added the verses to Silence, and it ended up becoming this kind of disco pop genre, which we really enjoyed. And it wasn't something that was planned. It just kind of came about in that specific way. I'd say it's definitely about life experiences and what we were going through, maybe in subconsciously, you know, and often all artists will definitely find that they're writing about their relationship experiences and things like that. Or so I would say it's definitely come and inspired from, life experiences with relationships in particular.
Yeah.
This one in terms of the lyric. But it can be interpreted in many ways also.
Yeah.
Silence is, you know, it's one of those things when you don't speak, you're not sure what's the other person is feeling or thinking, or so that kind of, yes.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to play Silence for you now. This is the Blue Hotel.
Thank you.
The Blue Hotel with their track Silence, played here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. It's 16 past three, and I've got Jenna Rubos chatting with us live from the Blue Hotel. Probably not staying in a Blue Hotel, but the band is the Blue Hotel. Very nice track there, Jenna. Yeah.
Thank you.
And yeah, it got fairly good reception. And that was on which album?
That was on our recent single. Just prior to Let You Down, we released that one as a single, Silence.
Excellent stuff. Now, I was going to talk to you about the band itself. At the moment, there's three members.
That's right.
But yes. Sometimes there's four. So there's yourself on vocals, piano, synths, Nathan Thomas on guitar, vocals, synths, and Benjamin O'Brien, drums, beats and percussion.
That's right.
When you have four, what does the fourth one do?
Bass player, yeah. So we've just now we have our new bass player as well, who's joined. Yes,
excellent.
So
when you're writing stuff, who's the main composer of the lyrics, or is that a shared thing?
It's definitely shared.
Yeah.
And when I met Nathan, who was the founder of the band. And I joined in in 2018. I kind of came in with some of my own songs as well, and we just found that we had definitely an aligned vision in our writing, and that's so important. I think when you have a good collaboration with someone, that it just kind of works naturally, which was great. And then everyone adds to the production. Always when we're in rehearsals, Ben will add ideas, Ben our drummer, and with structural changes and things like that. And so it's, yeah, everyone's definitely part of the whole process of the writing. But Nathan will come up with a chorus, or I will, or vice versa, or verses, and then we'll send it back to each other. And it just goes from there.
Yeah. Now, that track Silence, sort of disco pop, as you said, on your website, you've got your styles range from indie rock, downbeat ambience, dance electronic, heartfelt ballads. I really like the downbeat ambience idea. I like that.
Thank you.
So what do you find yourself naturally gravitating towards, or do you change depending on the type of song it is?
I think definitely there's no specific genre that we will pull towards, but and also mainly because I think we all come from different musical backgrounds.
Yeah.
Nathan comes from an alternative indie rock pop background, and he's played in countless alternative bands, and he was in The Lavish in the 90s, in a band in the 90s with a record label, so he's had all that kind of experience with that type of style.
Yeah.
And Ben's been in countless rock alternative bands, and then myself, I come from a classical background. Mm-hmm. So all of those genres are fused together, and we tend to really like to explore different styles. I'd say definitely though progressive alternative sound.
Yeah.
We love listening to a variety of artists like Radiohead or Fleetwood Mac, even classic bands, English bands.
Yeah.
And so all of those influences are definitely in the writing, I'd say. Yeah.
Okay, and this is what I ask numerous artists. What do you find comes first, the lyrics or the music?
For me personally, it's a melody. I find that I hear a melody, and for Nathan, it may be the same. But sometimes he will send some lyrics or a melody. So I think it kind of changes every time.
Yeah.
For each musician, it would definitely be different. For myself, I find that I kind of gravitate towards a melody, and then the lyric will come with the melody.
Yeah. Okay, now, are you the sort of band that loves live gigging or putting out albums?
I'd say definitely both. Mm-hmm. And what's great about the live performances is that you're always feeding off people that are watching you, and you love to see the people being entertained, and the response that you're getting from an audience really definitely affects you as a musician as well. And we found that our style is a little bit heavier maybe in sound, or just kind of a bit more there's more scope for improvisation and experimentation when you're on stage, which is great. And so we like to explore with audio visual effects and things like that when we're on stage.
Oh,
and
great.
Have art, kind of artistry, like visual effects in the background with our music.
Yeah.
So there's kind of like an interactive, interactive kind of artistry going on there as well.
Do you have someone else organising that for you, or one of the band members?
We do it ourselves so far. We kind of like to, experiment with media so we, at the moment, we're kind of doing that ourselves and putting that all together. But there's also with recording as well, we love doing that too. And now we're working on releasing an album and bringing out all the songs that we've kind of been... that are there that we haven't released yet, and we're really looking forward to releasing this album and sharing it with everyone. And these are songs that we've been performing live for the past few years that we've been together.
Now, you're Melbourne based, but you're sort of scattered around the place a bit. So how do you work the logistics of getting together to practice?
We all come together at a studio in Bayside. So we actually like to go to that specific studio and rehearse there. And we've been doing that for the last few years, so it's been great. We really enjoy it there, and it's kind of our go-to place to rehearse at the moment. So we are all scattered around Melbourne, but we will find that spot and we go there and have our rehearsals, and it's really nice to be able to do that again, finally. Yeah.
With the lockdowns ending and freedom.
Yes.
How's that affecting you? Are you starting to book more gigs now?
Definitely. Yeah. We're wanting to now really look into to doing our live performances again. And actually, lockdown was an interesting time for us because Let You Down was released, our new single was released during that time. Yeah. So and it was composed during that lockdown period. Mm. So it was really nice to actually at least have that time to be working on something together.
Well, we're going to get to Let You Down, but before I do, I want you to let the listeners know how they can find out about you, follow you on social media, websites, you know, whatever you've got that you want people to interact with.
You can find us directly on Instagram at the Blue Hotel, and we have all of our link socials up there, Linktree and Bandcamp. If they listen to Bandcamp, the Blue Hotel Bandcamp, all of our music's up there, and also on Spotify as well.
Your latest track, Let You Down. What was behind that? It was written during the pandemic, but it was.
Yes.
Did that flavour it? What's it about?
That song is definitely. It was written by Nathan, and I made additional changes to it, and then we all kind of became involved in the production. I guess it's a feeling of what we were experiencing during that period of time, loss and an uncertainty, and you know, we didn't want to let the ones that we cared about down, and so that was definitely what was kind of coming across in that lyric.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Jenna, and great music. So before we play Let You Down, big thank you for...
Thanks, Greg, for having us. Thank you.
And, listeners, get on to Bandcamp and Instagram, The Blue Hotel, and you'll be able to find out what they're up to, follow them and all that sort of thing. Okay, so here it is, The Blue Hotel with Let You Down.